While Diddy claimed to be innocent regarding all his charges, he was still arrested Monday night in New York City, taken into custody by federal agents after a grand jury indictment. When the arrest happened, the indictment was sealed, which prevented us from knowing what Diddy was being arrested for. As I'm writing this, just a few minutes ago, it was revealed why Diddy was arrested, and it's not looking good for the hip-hop mogul. It now appears that the end for Diddy is officially here. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. This is a breaking news update, as Diddy's charges have been released. Let's get right into it. It's the end of the road for Diddy, as it's looking pretty difficult for him to get out of this one. The man who had so much money and power, acting as if he was untouchable, is receiving a heck of a wake-up call. It appears like Diddy will be saying take that from inside of a prison cell. These criminal charges that have been filed against him are extremely bad and seem to confirm all the allegations that have been made about him. According to many reports, P. Diddy is being charged with S trafficking, illegal narcotics possession, plus many other offenses. Let's read this indictment and see everything Diddy is being accused of by the feds. The indictment reads, "For decades, Sean Combs, aka Puff Daddy, aka P. Diddy, aka Diddy, the defendant abused, threatened, coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. To do so, Combs relied on the employees' resources and influences of multifaceted business empire that he led and controlled, creating a criminal enterprise who members and associates engaged in and attempted to engage in, among other crimes, S-trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. At all times relevant to this indictment, Sean Combs engaged in persistent and persuasive pattern of abuse towards women and other individuals. This abuse was, at times, verbal, emotional, physical, and sexual. As part of this pattern of abuse, Combs manipulated women into participating in highly orchestrated performances of sexual activity, the freak-offs, with male commercial S-workers. At times, Combs and others acting at his direction made arrangements for women and commercial S-workers to fly Combs' location. Combs ensured participation from the woman by, amongst other things, obtaining and distributing narcotics to them, controlling their careers, leveraging financial support, and threatening to cut off the same, and using intimidation and violence. Physical abuse by Sean Combs. The defendant was recurrent and widely known. On numerous occasions from at least or about 2009, continuing for years, Combs assaulted women by, amongst other things, striking, punching, dragging, throwing objects at, and kicking them. These assaults were at times witnessed by others, including one instance at a Los Angeles hotel in or about March 2016, which was captured on video and later publicly reported, where Combs attacked a woman as she was attempting to leave, which was obviously Cassie, and this is referring to the leaked Cassie video. When a member of the hotel security staff intervened, Combs attempted to bribe the staff members to ensure silence. Combs' violence was not only limited to these women, it extended to his employees, witnesses to his abuse, and others. From at least in or about 2008 through on or about the date of the filing of this indictment, Sean Combs, the defendant, and others known and unknown were members and associates of a criminal organization, the Combs Enterprise, or the Enterprise. Members and associates of the Combs Enterprise engaged in and attempted to engage in, amongst other activities, S-trafficking, forced labor, interstate transportation of purposes of prostitution, coercion and enticement to engage in prostitution, narcotic offenses, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. Combs and other members and associates of the Combs Enterprise wielded the power and prestige of Combs' role at the Combs business to intimidate, threaten, and lure females' victims into Combs' orbit, often under the pretense of a romantic relationship. Combs then used forced threats of force, coercion, to cause victims to engage in extended S-acts with male commercial S-workers that Combs referred to as, amongst other things, freak-offs. Freak-offs were elaborate and produced S-performances that Combs arranged, directed, masturbated during, and often electronically recorded. In arranging these freak-offs, Combs, with the assistance of members and associates of the Combs Enterprise, transported and caused to be transported commercial S-workers across state lines and internationally. Freak-offs occurred regularly, sometimes lasting multiple days, and often involved multiple commercial S-workers. During freak-offs, Combs distributed a variety of controlled substances to victims, in part to keep the victims obedient and compliant. Sometimes unbeknownst to the victims, Combs kept videos he filmed the victims engaging in S-acts with commercial S-workers. After freak-offs, Combs and the victims typically received IV fluids to recover from the physical extortion and drug use. Workers in Combs to and from freak-offs resupplying Combs with requested supplies, delivering the large sums of cash to Combs to pay the commercial S workers, and scheduling the delivery of IV fluids. In or about March 2024, during searches of Combs' residence in Miami, Florida, and Los Angeles, California law enforcement seized various freak-off supplies, including narcotics and more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant. Combs subjected victims to physical, emotional, and verbal abuse to cause the victims to engage in freak-offs. Combs maintained control over all his victims through, amongst other things, physical violence, promises of career opportunities, granting and threatening to withhold financial support, and by other coercive means, including tracking their whereabouts, dictating the victim's appearance, monitoring their medical records, controlling their housing, and supplying them with controlled substances. During and separate from freak-offs, Combs, amongst other things, hit, kicked, threw objects at, and dragged victims at times by their hair. These assaults often resulted in injuries that took days or weeks to heal. Combs also threatened victims' careers and livelihoods, including if they resisted participating in freak-offs. Victims believed they could not refuse Combs' demands without risking their financial or job security, or without repercussions in forms of physical or emotional abuse. Combs also used the sensitive, embarrassing, and incriminating recordings that he made during freak-offs as collateral to ensure the continued obedience and silence of the victims. This confirms that Diddy was using the videos to blackmail celebrities to keep them quiet. Let's continue reading. Members and associates of the Combs enterprise enabled Combs' control over victims by following his directions regarding financial payments to victims, advancing or suppressing the victims' career opportunities, and acquiring the controlled substances Combs used to keep the victims compliant. Members and associates of Combs enterprise at times witnessed Combs' violence towards the victims without intervening. Instead, members and associates of the Combs enterprise helped conceal the violence and abuse by, and amongst other things, assisting Combs in monitoring and preventing victims from leaving locations such as hotels or Combs' residence. These occasions included instances in which a victim was required to remain in hiding, sometimes for several days at a time, to recover from injuries Combs inflicted without being publicly observed. Members and associates of the Combs enterprise also assisted Combs in locating and contacting victims who attempted to flee his abuse. When employees witnessed to his abuse or other threatened Combs' authority or reputation, Combs and members and associates of the enterprise engaged in acts of violence, threats of financial and reputational harm, and verbal abuse. These acts of violence included kidnapping and arson. In addition, on multiple occasions, Combs threw both objects and people, as well as hit, dragged, choked, and shoved others. When Combs' authority or reputation was threatened by the possibility of negative publicity or legal or law enforcement action against him, including in or about late 2023, following public allegations of Combs' crimes, Combs and members and associates of the enterprise pressured witnesses and victims, including through attempted bribery, to stay silent and not report what they experienced or knew to law enforcement. On phone calls, Combs and other members and associates of the enterprise, amongst other things, provided these victims and witnesses with a false narrative of events in efforts to conceal Combs' crimes. Combs caused these calls to be recorded on at least two occasions. To summarize this indictment, Diddy is being charged with running a criminal organization that participated in S trafficking and violence to keep victims quiet. He leveraged his immense power in the music industry to force artists to do whatever he wanted. I have been saying this for the past 3 years about Diddy. Everything that has been rumored about Diddy is coming to be true. It's crazy disturbing that they found 1,000 bottles of baby oil at his home during the raid, and the feds claim these were the freak-off supplies. They claim that Diddy forced women into freak-offs whether they wanted to or not, dangling their careers or worse, their safety if they refused. This is very important because so many people would comment that these women did this willingly. They did this because they wanted to be with Diddy. Well, now the feds are telling us otherwise, explaining to us that Diddy didn't give these women a choice. This indictment confirms everything Cassie and every other victim basically said. Even Little Rod's lawsuit, who people called crazy and a liar, seems to be accurate with these charges. Also, remember what this man said 3 years before all of this happened while he was being interrogated by police?
Dennis and Ross, which they're good buddies, okay? Mm-hmm. They're gay.
Who?
Both. Diddy and Ross. And Cannon. They're all gay. Okay?
DJ Khaled, Rick Ross, yeah. And P. Diddy?
Yeah.
They all gay?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I know you may or may not. I know you're going to believe me. You have what's called the Illuminati. How do I know this?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How do you know this?
You know Sean Combs.
Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
P. Diddy, whatever you call himself. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's part of what's called the Boule. The Boule is a branch of the Illuminati.
Okay.
I had settlement with Sean, okay? Okay, and he belongs to that agenda. That's what's so famous. I had sex with Cassie and Sean. Basically, he would masturbate, tell me what to do with Cassie. I had like 15 encounters, and I heard lots of business. Because what they would do is Sean talks a lot on the phone and on the TV with speakers and stuff, and I would be in the... I was like a slave, okay? For them, that's what I was. That's all right? I caught herpes, and I came back, and I sued for the herpes and won. But they didn't... Mark Erebos and Ben Mercedes were his attorneys, okay? And Christopher Leon's here was my attorney. They asked me to turn in that, which was the video recording, and I did so. They gave it back to me accidentally, and it's possible, I threw everything out, it's possible I can produce a copy.
Gotcha.
It's possible, I'm not sure. Now, my settlement put me in a box. Basically, I couldn't talk because I was going to be sued. So I let it be, but they've been following me, and they've had, Mark Garrick has had the FBI on me, has had other agencies looking at me and spying on me, okay, because they want to set me up as an extortionist. Like if I was extorting Sean for money, it's wrong. Basically, what happened is, Diddy and Ross, which they're good buddies, okay, mm-hmm. they're gay.
Who?
Both, Diddy and Ross. And Cassie.
He nailed it to the T. He called out this exact activity way before any of these charges were being made. People most likely thought this man was crazy, but he was telling the truth about Diddy the entire time. What I will say is that this indictment proves the elite have turned against Diddy. The fact that they mentioned the 1,000 bottles of baby oil was to embarrass him. They want everyone to know who he really is. Now, all of this is going to get interesting because the indictment claims Diddy had many accomplices. I'm interested to see who would be brought into custody for their involvement with Diddy. Will we see people like Young Miami or J-Lo go to jail? Women who were with Diddy at one point and knew all about these freak-offs and did nothing. Will other rappers who attended the freak-offs with Diddy be arrested as well? This one thing can bring down the entire house of cards. Like I said, it's important we keep our eyes on all of Diddy's silent accomplices. This surely seems like the end for Diddy. Now all we have to do is sit and watch. Well, I'ma end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.